Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter, one of our favorite folks on the planet, one of our great Brain Trust members, more than 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth. These are the books that you hear me talk about whenever Peter's not here. You hear me referencing things that I love. Books all the time on when I'm talking to other people, and Peter is a global thinker and a great consultant to businesses small, and our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me back, Jim.
Good to have you back as always. So okay, you got a YouTube video recently that I was fascinated by that I want you to tell the audience about it.
That we were talking about are really, really interesting to watch. They're what happens when an iceberg flips over. You don't normally get to see that video because nobody knows when to expect that.
Right.
What happens? Right. It's enormously impressive. It's incredibly dangerous to be around, and it's very, very different when it's done.
This is a real iceberg, folks. If you go to YouTube, don't do it now. Keep listening. But if you go to YouTube and type in flipping icebergs or something like that, several of them, and it's fascinating. So go ahead, Peter.
Well, I think what's important is that we talk about icebergs in markets and business all the time, and I can start with this, but the fact that they flip without you expecting it is the real message here. So the obvious thing is that your market, each of our markets is like an iceberg. They're constantly melting, constantly morphing, and the two key points there are that you, the owner of a business, have no control over that melting and morphing, and there's much more of the iceberg than you could ever expect below the surface. Now, we know that. But more important, the iceberg is constantly changing. And every now and then it changes dramatically, immediately, and everything that you saw or everything you know changes with it. And it happens with a giant splash, a lot of danger. Literally, people die when this happens. And businesses do, too.
And what you see going on is not necessarily the same thing as what is going on in areas that you can't see.
And that's important. What's important to me even more than that is that you expect an iceberg to slowly change. It melts. It calves. We were talking about icebergs calving. It changes shape. Your market melts. It calves. It changes shape. Customers move on, new ones come along. New
employees do the same thing.
Yep, employees do the same thing. We'll talk about them too. Prices change, new technologies come. You know, if you're selling cars and truck tires, the tires themselves change. The technology you use for customers change, and you and your customers will use those to change your relationship with each other. Now, you know all that. We see it happening all the time.
Right.
You choose to see it. You then choose to adapt to it. You can watch the iceberg melt, but your strategy is not to become too attached to the surface of the iceberg.
We find ways to be successful around that, don't we? The way the iceberg is, our iceberg is, we find ways to be successful in it as if it's going to last forever.
And then we become attached to the view we have today. That's going to change. That view will change. And then it flips, and people die, and businesses die.
And yeah, and if it's not dramatic where people die, but at least relationships die. Relationships get disconnected. They change. New expectations happen. That's at a minimum, new expectations happen, don't they?
They do. And you wrote a book about it, and it's a good book. But as the expectations change, customers and markets go topsy-turvy. a complete rollover. Mm-hmm. The view is entirely different, and each of us get to make key decisions about that. It's incredibly beautiful, it's incredibly dangerous, and it's incredibly useful to the business if we make those decisions correctly.
And can't we also say, Peter, as we go to the break, that it's not a matter of whether an iceberg will flip, and we're using that metaphorically here, folks, or really, realistically. It's not a matter of whether an iceberg will flip, but when.
Exactly right. And the same is true for your markets.
Yep.
And for your employees.
Yep, absolutely. Great insights, folks. We're going to get into some of the details, how you can apply this a little more specifically to your businesses with the highly intelligent Peter Meyer. He and I will be right back after this. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.